Good morning, KC. Happy holidays. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. So yesterday, I text the girls. I always keep them informed what's going on in my crazy life. I was in a bad way yesterday, and the reason I bring this up is we're going to have our Secret Santa winner tomorrow, and we all read our share of stories. And if you out there and you have a good life, be thankful for what you have and let everybody know how much you care about them. There's a lot of bad things going on in this world, even in Kansas City, where we read so many entries. And I wish we could help everybody.
Yep. But we are excited to be able, with the help of some of our good friends, to be able to help at least one person give their family a really good Christmas. And we have all these entries, and tomorrow we'll have them in the studio. We're going to do it around, what, 8:50 or so?
Yes, 8:50 tomorrow morning.
Yes, and say one person's going to get a $300 gift card to Cargo Largo, a $100 gift certificate to the Spa Briarcliff, $50 gift certificate to Holiday Ham Company and Specialty Meats, and Security Bank of Kansas City is giving a $500 gift card that can be used for anything. It's like a Visa card, so it could be used for, you know, grocery store, it could be used at a department store, whatever.
Now, let me ask you a personal question, both of you. Did you guys feel like I did, that you feel like you want to help? Because I don't think the normal person reads and sees all these stories that we see.
It is difficult when you have hundreds of entries to sort of decide, you know, I don't want to say play God, but who deserves it more? It's very difficult to do that, yes.
So that's where I was yesterday. So if you're out there listening and you have a great life, man, be thankful and let everybody know how much you care about it, because when you read these letters, it was difficult. Tara, how did you do this? This is your first year doing this.
It was really hard. It's hard to only pick one person who you think should get it, because they all deserve something. They all deserve some help, so just spread love, everyone.
Yes, but like Teresa said, thank you to the people who are making this happen.
Yes, Cargo Largo, Spa Briarcliff, Holiday Ham and Company, Company and Specialty Meats, and Security Bank of Kansas City. We'll have people from Cargo Largo and Security Bank in our studio when we do this at 8:50 tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Love it.
So it is now 7:48, and today is officially, guys, the start of winter. It's the shortest day of the year.
Oh, no.
Just for you, Rocket.
Thank you. Short day.
You were just talking about how there's so many bad things happening around the world. A story just came down. Nearly 20 people are injured in what Australian police say was a deliberate attack by a man who drove an SUV into people walking in downtown Melbourne. Police say the driver is Australian with Afghan descent. They say the man has a history of drug abuse and mental health issues. Some Hollywood residents remain out of their homes following a natural gas explosion that rocked their neighborhood. This is Joshua Eggleston. He was walking in the area when the blast happened.
And I'm walking up the street, and oh my gosh, boom! It was a big bomb explosion, and all you see is glass just...
I'm sorry, can we hear his amazing sound effects one more time?
Yes, hold on.
And I'm walking up the street, and oh my gosh, boom! It was a big bomb explosion, and all you see is glass just...
The blast near the usually crowded intersection of Hollywood Boulevard and Highland Avenue, that's a big area, sent glass from the blown out windows onto the streets below. One person was looked at for a minor injury, but ended up just walking away from the scene. Apple says it's true. Your old phone is getting slower. They are doing it on purpose. The company confirmed yesterday that older models get slow with age, and Apple says the slowdowns are a deliberate effort to keep older phones running longer as the battery wears down, and to make you have to upgrade your phone all the time. And if you are getting sick of just holidays and shopping and being frantic and whatever it is, then there is something that's happening in London. I think that we could make it work here. This is a news story about a room where you can pay money and you can get this outfit on, like, you know, when you are painting or if you're doing paintball or whatever, you put an outfit on to protect your clothes. You put this on, you put on safety goggles, you get a bat, and you can actually smash rooms with Christmas trees and Christmas decorations.
I feel very de-stressed and deraged now.
Feeling any better about Christmas or not, Billy?
No, it sucks.
People pay $25 to vent their frustrations. They get a baseball bat and 3 minutes inside this rage room, and everyone is here for different reasons.
The songs, it's the cold weather, I'm a summer guy.
By this date, I think most people are pretty sick of the Christmas music, all the decorations. I think people are done with it and they just want to get out some of that stress.
I enjoy all of my Christmas decorations and things, but I do wish that they were, I don't know, they weren't so expensive and they could be disposable, because it would be so much more fun and easier at the end of every season to just rip them down and throw them away and then just start fresh every year.
I would love...
Oops.
Tara would like to talk, but no. 93.3.
That's rude. I'm sorry, Tara.